Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Minister Sanders. Today is March 1st, 2015. Today is what we refer to as Sunday. Now, Christians, most Christians, they keep or have a respect to Sunday, which is the first day of the week, instead of the Sabbath, the original Sabbath day, which was the seventh day of the week. Yesterday was the seventh day. Now, how did we get to let Sunday dominate Christianity as a day for day of rest? Now, most Christians, and a lot of Christians, are people who profess to be Christians. A lot of churches, you know, Church of God in Christ, I'm not going to, I can't name all, but most, Church of God in Christ, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Church of Christ, what have you, you know, blah, 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 most keep Sunday, the first day of the week. Now, I am broadcasting today, which is what is known as Sunday, first day of the week. Now, am I saying that it's wrong for a church to have services or what have you on the first day of the week? No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying we have abandoned the original Sabbath, the original rest day, and put Sunday in the place of it. Now, some of us and most of us don't know how we got to this point. And church people, the original church, the Apostles' Church, they didn't institute that. Now, some churches will say that they did, but they didn't. They found one place. Most of the folks that the argument is, well, if you read there in the Book of Acts, one day that Paul told them to lay aside in store the first day of the week, so when he come, it wouldn't be no gathering. Now, they thought that, well, they say that. That means that it says you meet on the first day of the week. But that didn't have anything to do with that. Matter of fact, first day of the week was a work day. That is why Paul told them to lay aside on the first day of the week, so when he come, there would be no gathering. So, in other words, what are you saying? When I come to you, when they usually meet on a Sabbath day, on the seventh day, there will be no gathering, that the things that he wanted them to do would be already done. And that was it was stuff that he was wanting to want these folks to donate and so forth. He said in store, in other words, to put up. It was something that he was going to get for another church to help them, those people. It could have been food, it could have been clothing, could have been money, or what have you. So he wanted them to take care of that, so when he come, they wouldn't have to do that. All he had to do when he left, when his disciples left with him, whoever was his helpers, that all they would have to do was take that, whatever was the gifts that they had given, and take it with them. But people will say, especially, I always had this argument with, well, it's not an argument, I know some people who are members of the Church of Christ, we don't agree on this and a lot of things, but you know, we don't fall out, we're still friends, but that's their argument. And it's right there, it's plain, you know, plain as a nose on your face. That didn't change. That didn't change anything. But people will show you that. But I'll tell you what. Go through the book of Acts or whatever and show me anywhere. Just show me anywhere. And you just come up and say, well, look here, Minister Sanders, you was wrong about that. You lied, or you were just wrong. Or didn't know what you were talking about. Here it is right here. Show it to me. And I know you can't show it to me because I've been through it and I know it hadn't changed. But if you can, find it and show it to me. You know, send me a message or what have you. And show me, give me a chapter and verse where it changed. But I know it didn't. But if you think you can do it, that's fine. Now, it started like here in America in the West and all over the world, basically. You know, we had old Constantine back here some centuries ago. They wanted to, it's sort of like this new world order, or the new world religion, or one world religion that's coming on now. That was kind of one phase of it. That's how we ended up with this Sunday thing. Is they didn't want to, other words, there was a secular government, and they wanted to sort of homogenize, so to speak, or religion, you know, sort of something that everybody could tolerate. And they come up with this thing about the first day of the week. And they pass laws. I mean, it's not as strict now, but once it got into effect, at least it disregarded God. You know, people do, you know, there are places where people do business on Sunday or the first day of the week or what have you. Their stores are open and so forth. But for most part, just regular work business, people don't do that. They do that. They'll do that on the regular seventh day, rest day Sabbath. They'll be on, which was on Saturdays. They'll do that. They'll do their work and stuff there. But they had laws. And that's what we... And this is what... In the average place you go right now, you take people that... who say they're Christians and they know the Bible and they... You know, they're worshiping God and they're blah, blah, blah. And they will They don't, you know, this is a generation that they don't have a clue why they're keeping this day. And they'll say, well, Jesus, another argument they have, they say, well, Jesus rose on the first day of the week. So we, as Christians, we celebrate that day instead of the old, what they call the old Jewish Sabbath. And that had nothing to do with the rest day. And the trick, this whole trick that we got into is this. All the days of the week. See, when back in the apostles' time, it was for quite a while afterwards until all the pagans come in and so forth. The Romans come in and took over, run all the Christians off, killed most of them. And they had to go into hiding and so forth. And old Constantine, he come by with all his army and stuff. And then they come by and they changed that. And from the seventh day to the first day. It was basically Satan inspired, because Satan always wants to go the opposite way of God and Jesus Christ. So I want you to think about this for a minute. Why would you, if you were going to have somebody start a job, why would you have them to rest the first day? Let's say you hire somebody and you say, well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to rest the first day. If you punch your time clock, we're not going to go to work. We just punch your time clock and then you go take a break. An hour break. Would that make any sense? No. Same thing here. But Satan always trying to disrespect God, trying to disrespect Jesus Christ. Now, people, when, in other words, if you are born into a custom, I was born into it just like most of you were. I didn't question it. I didn't know any better. You know, matter of fact, a lot of the old folks, they would, they would chastise you if you was doing anything in the work on a Sunday. Why don't you be out there doing this or that on a Sunday? And, you know, you're not recognizing God. And I thought like everybody else thought that was the day that we were supposed to keep. And right there, if we'll notice, the first day of the week, what is the first day of the week? What we call it Sunday. Why do we call it a Sunday? Because these were the people that worshiped the sun. And they set that day aside, not to work and so forth, to honor the sun god. And then Monday, or moon day, they had that to set aside for, they recognized it for the moon day. Now they didn't stop working. Excuse me. But that was their day. In other words, it's just like we have. Excuse me. It's like we have holidays now. You know, we'll say, well, this is today is. President's Day, or today is Martin Luther King's birthday, or whatever. And now we know they're not gods, but we set them aside. We recognize that day, but these days were set aside to at least to honor these people, honor these fake and pagan gods. Sunday, day for the sun and the moon day. Monday, Tuesday, all the way Witness Day, Wednesday. All of these was for pagans. Thursday, all the way Thursday, Friday, and then they took Saturday, the Sabbath day, and said that was for Saturn. That was the god of Saturn. So back there, when the apostles' days, the days were numbered. It was first day, second day, third day. Excuse me. All the way to the seventh day. And then they would change them and put names on them. So Satan, he's a liar. And he's a thief and a liar and a deceiver. And he deceived all these people and into mentioning at least all these pagan gods at least seven times a week. Cause you say, well, why is that? How do we do that? Every time you, if you say, look, I want to, I'm going to meet you, Tuesday. That's the God there. That's the God that you're talking about. You mentioned it there, so you don't mention the name, and you don't say the third day of the week. You say Tuesday, or you say Monday. So Satan has fixed it and tricked us into why you will have to mention these gods every time you say something about a day in a week. Now on the calendar, it will have at least it will be numbered, but they still have it there. So Satan has found a way back there then to have his pagan gods to at least be mentioned seven times a week, and we don't even have a clue of what we're doing. Now we know as Christians or followers of Christ that a pagan ain't nothing, idol god is nothing, but a lot of people don't know what we even doing or why Satan does this. Like I say, this was for to disrespect God. He always used people. He always used people and leaders of the world. Like we got people now that we're trying to get this so-called one world government, a new world order, whatever, and we're gonna try to fix it where everybody, we're gonna have a religion for. It's basically a world religion, so it's kind of fit everybody. Gonna be, one fits all, and nothing is nothing really real. So it'd be a religion, but it won't be God's religion. It won't be Jesus Christ's religion. So that's what they're trying to do now. So what will happen is. It's just like this. When they get a change, they see from generation to generation is where you get to change without pushback. When I came along and people came along before me, and matter of fact, see, this has been going on for hundreds of years. And when you're born into a culture that people do things, you don't know why they do it. While we're doing it, we just know that we went to church every Sunday, we had Sunday school, and matter of fact, let me tell you a little short story. I had a neighbor some years ago. I went out to mow the lawn on a Sunday, and so he's a nice guy, but he came over and he said, man, you shouldn't be doing out here working on the Lord's day. Today is Sunday. you ought to respect that day. Excuse me. And he talked to me real nice. I don't mean no harm. You know I'm your neighbor. But I just want to say this. And then I tried to explain to him. But he's grown up into that. And he was born into it just like thousands and thousands of other people. And he didn't know any better. And the other way, when you're brainwashed, do you know you can't, you can't even, logic, you can't even see logic when you're brainwashed. It's like somebody hypnotized. You hypnotize somebody, and you tell them, say, now tell you what we'll do. Now I want you to hold up both hands with your fingers extended, and you've got both hands together and count these fingers. You've got 11 fingers, and the person will start counting. And they'll 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and then they'll go to 11. And that's not an 11th finger there, but he's brainwashed, and what he sees is 11 fingers, even though there's only 10. So when we are brainwashed into stuff, we've done it so long, logic becomes illogical. Doesn't make any sense. It why? Because we've programmed. Our brains is wired to that. So you can believe anything. You can strongly believe something. I mean, and you will swear by it. And you swear by a lie. Swear by something that's false. And that's what has happened. And that's how we enter this thing. People come up with all kind of stuff like, Sunday is the day for the Christians, and the seventh day is the Jewish Sabbath. The Jewish Sabbath. And God never changed it. And first of all, he didn't have it. I mean, even though it said the rest day, this is supposed to be the seventh day is supposed to be a memorial day. It was memorial day. And we get hung up on the day, and we don't even know why we're supposed to keep the day. Now, you turn, excuse me, I'm just going to turn to Genesis. I'm not going to go to the other part over in Leviticus and so forth. Turn to Genesis 2. It said, thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which he had created and made. Now, this is the celebration and a memorial, a one day a week memorial to remember the creation, that God did all this stuff and created all these things, all the moon, the stars, and the earth, and everything in it. This is what this is for. You can't get another day and say, well, this is for the Christians, and this is for the Jew. This is for everybody. That's why we got this stuff about evolution, and God didn't create all this stuff in 7 days. That it evolved over 200 billion years, 150 million. You just start throwing millions and billions around. It doesn't make any difference. I don't know where to get the numbers from. It just sort of happened. Out of nothing. All these wonderful things that we see, it just It just sort of come into being, devolved into stuff. Now, let's say something. You don't have to be a medical doctor. Just be a human being. Now, if you're in perfect health, you got no problems. You know, everything is, we sort of take it for granted. But, you know, let something happen to your liver, you're going to have a problem. It could kill you. Let's go to your kidneys. Let your kidneys stop functioning. You're going to have a problem. Matter of fact, if you don't have dialysis or whatever, get some more kidney, you're going to die. Huh? Let's have a problem with your heart. You know, these different things with your brain. All of this stuff is perfect. All this stuff was made perfect. And it's not evolving into nothing else. We're getting dumber, you know, but that's intellectuals, you know, you can't get more stupid, you know, you can do that, but your body, different things that, your body functioning better not change, or you got a problem. So people think that folks can say all of this just happened. Now, you can, I don't know, I never seen a Mercedes Benz, you know, out of a junk pile, a scrap heap, you know, just sit there. And I guess they were saying if all this scrap and metal and what have you will sit there over 200 billion years, it'll evolve into a nice Mercedes Benz. You know, with all the entertainment centers in there, and you got the computers, and this nice 350 horsepower engine, and all of this. You know, does that make sense? Does that make sense to you? Now, people go into this crap about evolution. And all this stuff, you know, the Big Bang and what have you, and people came from, we came from monkeys. You might see in my slide presentation, right, the monkey graph, I call it. You know, they had a little graph here for the way back how man started. He was a monkey and he got a little bigger and he got a little, you know, a little smarter, and he was stooped over, and then he kind of bent up a little bit, and he got on, so he went on and he came into the being that we're in today. You know, how dumb, how stupid. But see, this is where back here in this seventh day thing. Now, we want to disregard that. So we say, well, God didn't create, he couldn't create it all this, he couldn't create all this stuff in 6 days. You know, let's put it this way. What did he do in 6 days? What did he do in 6 days? Did he do a 6 day makeover of the universe, you know, sort of a tune up, or what? What was it? But people, you know, you can believe, people can come up with any kind of ideas and believe it, and that's what they want. That's what they teach in school. It's like this atheist said to me, "We want to keep." Religion and what have you out of our government and out of our schools, teaching all this stuff about God and we know, you know, that we evolved and this. Yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. How can people be so intellectual and be so dumb and be so stupid at the same time? But this is just a little point here, concerning just one little segment of how the Christianity has went awry over things that we don't even know anything about, and that we don't even realize. Well, I see my time's about up. See you next time. God bless.